Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, I can.
Did something happen where audio was lost, or?
I think it's my phone. I just got a new phone yesterday, and it's been kind of funky all day today, so sorry about that.
No worries. I thought it was my, like, computer overheating or something like that, because just to give you full disclosure, we're based out of Fountain Valley, but our boss was kind enough to, earlier this year, to let us all work from home. And it's cooking out here.
That's
so
awesome.
I thought maybe my computer was overheating.
That's so good. Working from home, I think it has its positives and negatives, but I think it's just given everyone such a better quality of life.
Well, my dog's happy, I'll tell you that right now. So
yeah?
she loves it. A Cavalier or a King Charles Cavalier, I guess is what they call it.
Oh, my goodness. So sweet.
The one's from Sex and the City, if you're familiar with that show.
Of course I am.
Okay, good.
I love it. You just have the one dog?
Yeah, her name is Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. That's so sweet. We have two huskies. We have one named Ragnar, if you know Vikings.
Nice.
One named Art. Yeah, and one named Arya from Game of Thrones. And those are our kids.
So you said Arya, yeah. Like Arya Stark?
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Yes.
Good names. Good choices.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I like Elizabeth,
too. See, when you have huskies or, like, wolfy-type dogs, it makes sense to use, like, Game of Thrones or Viking-type lore. And then, obviously,
yes,
with us, I mean, a King Charles Spaniel, we're like, well, Elizabeth, like the queen, obviously. So there you go.
Oh, I didn't even notice that, but I love that. That's so clever. That's really funny. I like that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Bar clearly looks like a spitting image of Khal Drogo. So whenever we tell people that her name's Arya, they're like, oh, I get it. You're like a Game of Thrones family. But, okay.
You're like, yeah, it's Khal's my husband. Yeah, so,
yeah.
Again, I know, I appreciate having an enjoyable conversation. It helps during a pre-holiday week like this. So just to briefly touch upon, like, the actual task at hand. So at that $249 a month, you know, let me know what questions do you have for me. Bar told me that you guys want to review it further and whatnot. So let me know what questions you may have, or is it something that, you know, we need to touch base later, or?
No, I want to move forward with it. I'm going to be transparent with you. We're going overseas for almost 3 weeks this week. So our life is kind of hectic right now, and we wouldn't actually be able to accept leads until we're back from them. So end of July. Now, with that being said, do you think that it would be smart to start the marketing now? Or do you think it would be smart to start it then? Maybe get the ball rolling now with at least building the campaigns and stuff, but when we get back actually running it, what do you think?
Correct. So that's what we can do. We can pause your Facebook ad spend until, like, near the tail end of the month, but you definitely want to let us get to work on the GVP as best we can while you're overseas.
Okay.
Just because that usually has about a 30-day turnaround for everything to be live and in action.
Okay, so that actually seems to work itself out then. So let's do this. I have to call the big boss and just make sure he's okay with everything. I honestly like everything you guys are saying because it's a reasonable investment. The only thing I want to ask is, because we're not having you build the website, is there a deduction because the $250 includes the website?
Great question. So there is a deduction on the setup fee. I told Bar this that there's normally a $99 setup fee, so yours would be waived. So it's just the $249 flat. No setup fee.
Okay, I see. And then
right, because we're not doing any programming of a website.
Sure. So what's the timeline I can expect? I pay you $250 today. What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow we do onboarding, or we can do it later on today if you have availability. Last slot is 3 to 4. Earliest slot is 7 to 8 in the morning.
Okay.
And then after we do onboarding, then that takes usually about 30 to 45 minutes just to make sure everything's ironed out. For you and I, we only need about 5 to 10 more minutes just to set up the initial profile so I can pass it to the onboarding team. And then you and onboarding will just dig a little bit deeper to make sure that our Facebook ad copy is to your liking And then I'll also put in the notes so they'll understand, like, don't run Facebook ads until at least, like, the 20th of the month or 24th or something like that, just to, you know, sync up the timing with what you need.
Okay, that sounds good. And then how long is it going to take to have everything completed to have the ad running? Let's say we want to run ads even when we're not here.
Yeah, right. So it usually takes 7 to 14 days to go live. That's why we're going to hold back on the Facebook ads a little bit.
7 to 14 days to go live. So it's actually a perfect time to do it.
Right. It lines up pretty well. If you want to start running ads like in the midway of the month, we can do that. I just want to let you know we can pivot timing on the Facebook ads however you want. But getting to work on the Google Business Profile to make sure it's verified and just get all that hammered out hopefully before you head for the trip. So that way now we're just waiting for Google to say yes.
Okay.
You know, that might be the best approach there.
Okay, sounds good. Give me 2 minutes to stay on the line, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, that was the fastest 2 minutes in all of life, but that's all right.
A good one, right?
Yeah. Hey, are you watching a House of Dragons? Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Are you watching it right now?
I started watching the first episode today. I started streaming it just to give you a little background. I do a lot of work like in our garden and whatnot. So I didn't even realize because I don't have like TV anymore. I didn't even realize I'm so bad in life right now. I was like, I didn't even realize House of Dragon came back.
That's totally fine. You're watching the new season or the first season?
The second season. So I just started it and I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. So wow. I get to catch up on the 3 episodes or whatever that I missed, I think.
There's a 3rd episode. You're right. It just came out on Sunday. I missed it. Oh, thanks for the update.
See? There you go. All right. So Hila, H-E-I-L-A is your first name, correct?
Yes. And it actually sounds like Hila, like tequila.
Oh, then what? I don't know what I'm doing right. So Hila. Okay, so Hila. Now, your last name?
It's going to be A as in apple, H as in horse, M as in Mary, A as in apple, D as in dog, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, and I as in igloo.
Is it Amadzai? Is that how you pronounce it?
That's perfect, actually, yeah.
Nice. Okay. And then, so we're going to have you as, like, head of the account, or do you want Bar's name as...
No. Do me. You can add Bar on the account if you want, but...
Yeah, he'll be like a potential authorized user, but I know that you're in charge of everything, so we're good. Main phone number for the business, 916-660-2674. You want that the main business line as well, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And then that'll also be your direct line as well. So I'm not using Bar's number at all anymore. So the 415 number he gave me, also the 6942 number that I had, none of those are going to be on file. Is that okay? Or does he need any of those on file?
6942? I don't even know what number that is.
Yeah, it was like an old number that still forwarded to him, he said. It was weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so fun. No, Bar doesn't like the marketing stuff. So, yeah, you can just – but keep him on the account in case he calls one day or needs some –
Yeah, I'll add him as an authorized user, like similar to like a credit card. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Hila, the card you'll be using also in the same name, right? Hila Amadzai?
No. The card is going to be the card I want to use. Well, let me think. Use Be Free Carpet Cleaning is the name of the card.
And does it have your name as a also on the card or no?
No, it has Bar's name.
Okay. And then I'm going to put you and Bar. And Bar, same last name, I'm assuming.
No,
is that correct?
No. I haven't changed my last name, actually. I've been married for 5 years.
No worries. Makes your life easier. I tell you what, changing it back. Not saying you change it back, but changing it once is hard enough.
No, his last name is so much easier than mine, too. So his is going to be Fadlon, F-A-D-L-O-N.
And you said F as in Frank?
Yes, A as in apple, D as in dog, L as in lollipop, O as in Ontario, and N as in Nancy.
Nice. Okay. All right. And then the again, the best phone number is the one I'm talking to you on for the business here. Just to let you know, again, I'll be about 5 minutes before we wrap up, okay?
Yeah, no stress. I just really want to make sure that in this whole process that you guys are not taking ownership of anything. Like, if I want to leave you guys and go somewhere else, that I'm fully able to do that.
Yes, the exit is always clean with us. And if you look at us online, you'll see that even though we don't have a 5.0, we have a 4.2. And it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to maintain that. so our reputation means a lot.
That's the first thing I asked as far as, what is your stars? And he said, you guys don't have 5 stars. And I said, yeah, but you're operating for almost 20 years. So not everyone's going to love you, but that's a really good rating to hold for that long.
Well, in the world of marketing, I think we're one of the highest that I've found that, like, is reputable as a channel partner. There's some that are like if you look at, not to bash anyone, but like, I think there's like Locals 411, they're like a 3-point-something, Stainless is in the threes.
He said that you guys just called him one day.
Yeah, we did because, so we had information. Our marketing team is really sharp. So I guess there was a recent Yelp listing that you guys recently started or something like that. And that's what triggered. I'm sorry, what was that?
I had done a Facebook listing.
Oh, well, maybe that was it then. I just know that our marketing team just finds people who are looking to market, and they forward it along to us, and, you know, we're just cogs in the whole wheel. You know, they're the geniuses.
No, it's very impressive. You worked very fast then, because I think you guys called him the same day, if not maybe a couple hours after I posted it. It was wild.
Okay, so now, other than carpet cleaning, what are some of the core things you want to be found for?
Water damage and mold remediation. We have carpet cleaning, upholstery, and area rug cleaning. Tile cleaning. What else do we do? Chimney cleaning. And air ducts. Those are all the services.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. And then the not using anyone for SEO right now, right?
SEO, we have someone, but honestly, that's the one who built our website, and I don't think he has access to anything anymore, because all he did was just build a website.
Cool. And as far as the onboarding call, we have a slot available today from 3 to 4, or anytime tomorrow, earliest being 7 to 8.
Tomorrow's what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Do you think I don't know. Do you have something maybe this evening?
Since we work East Coast hours, the latest we're here is 3 to 4.
3 to 4. Okay. You have 3 to 4 tomorrow maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm even wondering if I should do 7 to 8 tomorrow morning so Bar can be here.
If you did 7 to 8, that'll just give us a little bit more of that, like, a work day to really work on your Google Business Profile, because we'll probably start working on it same day.
Okay, so let's do tomorrow morning, 7
okay.
a.m.
All right. I'll send you an invite in a few moments here. Just let me finish typing it in. Okay, you should be getting an invite from me. It'll be from jkyle@localsplash.com. And I'm just sending it to befreecarpetcleaning@gmail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, you should be getting that invite right now for tomorrow at 7. Okay, and then a few other things here. So I can't believe we're already in July. Where the heck has the year gone?
Oh, gosh, tell me about it.
and you have the, like, whatever requisite licensing insurance, if you got already verified for Google, it's ridiculous that if they pass you through all those steps to get Google Guaranteed verified and they won't let your listing get verified. That's, like, mind-blowing to me. It's so how backwards Google can be.
Right. So it doesn't matter if I got the Google Guarantee or the local service or I can do the ads. They'll let you do all of it. They just won't let anything be live until your Google business is verified.
Isn't that just, like, so backwards in thought, though, that they pushed you through on all of it and, like, oh, we're not going to help you get your business profile.
Yeah. They're like, here, put your money here and put this here. And, oh, but it's not going to be live, just so you know.
Yeah.
And then they go and they
probably,
sell.
They probably walk through your budget and everything. They're like, thank you for that.
They're like, nope, they're broke. We don't want to use them. They don't have a $30,000 budget. They won't get approved. Okay.
Well, just to let you know, Google Guaranteed, some people get in with like a $500 to $700 budget in most cases. So it's not really.
Oh, no. I know. I'm just super dramatic. But
I know.
I've done marketing. I've done marketing for a lot of very, very big companies. With all of the, like, you know, small business service industry, specifically in construction, where we've had like 250, 500K budgets. And, you know, when you have a budget like that, it's super easy to get a hold of everyone you need to get a hold of. And then,
of course,
I started running my husband's company and I'm like, oh, okay. No one wants to talk to you. It's a little bit harder to find people to help you, you know?
On your website, guy. Are they able to set up a Facebook link? That's the only thing I don't have a link to is your Facebook page on your website.
I don't know how to make a Facebook page. Every time I try to make a Facebook page. I thought I did it correctly when I made the ad, but it has my name on the ad. So I don't know what I did wrong, but it wasn't letting me build, like, Facebook page. No, I guess it was letting me build the Facebook page for B3 Carpet Cleaning, but it had to be under an account. And I think that account, I put my name or something at some point as well. I don't know what I did, but that's the one that I put the ad on. And, you know, I got leads from the ad and people calling from the ad, but I don't think I did it correctly, you know?
Right. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text message while we're talking. So that way you have my contact info. And if you wouldn't mind replying to that. With your Facebook personal profile, the one that's set up to the marketplace, we'll set up a business, we'll create a business profile with a digital business card.
Okay.
We'll do our best to build it out to make it look, you know, fresh and nice. And then the only thing that you're already doing that we don't do is manage it, meaning like the social media posts and things like that, befores and afters, that's all you. Okay, Hila?
No, we don't do that either. We don't do that either, honestly. Because it requires my husband taking content photos, which he hasn't done for a really long time. So we don't do posting so much as we will, like, boost old posts and the small bit of content that we have, I'll make, like, sponsored posts off of them. But I'm not actively posting. Our TikTok is much better than our Instagram, actually.
Gotcha. Okay, so I just sent you a text message just requesting the Facebook URL, and then also you have my contact info. Just to let you know, when we start, like, services, I know your onboarding team is going to be dealing with you a lot to you know, make sure that everything is addressed. I also want to let you know that doesn't mean that I go away completely, so if there's anything you want to reach out to me directly for, by all means, okay?
Great.
Especially,
so you're going to be... You're my sales rep for this whole process, correct?
I'm a sales rep, and at the same time, I can be a voice or a point of contact in the event that you need a voice heard, and you just want to make sure someone on the team is responding. Absolutely.
Okay, that's perfect. That's awesome to know. Okay, great. Wonderful. I'm going to need to go through my computer because I just got a new phone, like I said, and I don't have everything set up. So I need to go through my laptop to get the Facebook link to send to you.
That's fine. You can provide it later.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so just reply via text whenever you can. As long as it's by tomorrow's call, that'll make their life easier on the onboarding call.
Beautiful. And then in terms of making a payment, can I do that during the onboarding, or when do you want to do that? You want to do it now?
We do it today, and then onboarding, you know, takes care of it from there. as far as the,
okay,
yeah. It'll just be a recurring payment. So it's just, you know, like auto pay, like everything else.
And when is the payment? When do I get charged for that?
The first of every month, if we start up
the
today.
First of every month. So it's going to be $250 this month, $250 next month. I shouldn't expect any additional charges, correct?
Correct. Unless you opt into anything that they talk. So on onboarding, they will talk to you about some other ancillary, like, side things. You can say no to all of that, and you're still going to get everything that we talked about, the core, like, crux of what we offer at the $249.
Okay. $249. Okay, and there's absolutely nothing else I'm paying for. I will own everything. I can leave it you guys whenever I want. Let me think what else. We have access to all of our stuff. We will manage everything, and you guys will set everything up for us. Now, the $249 in the first month, it's considered the activation and the setup, and then every month after that, what is that fee considering?
Oh, no, the $249 is for the full service managing, right? So our service fee is basically $149 going to us, $100 going to Facebook. So that's the Facebook ads. You'll get $100 of Facebook ads, you know, each and every month. And that's what I'm saying. We can start that a little bit later in the month.
I see. So this is already including $100 budget on Facebook ads.
Yeah, correct.
So I'm really only paying you guys $149 for managing. The only thing that you're not doing is you're not managing my social media, correct?
Yeah, we're not doing, like, the posts, correct? Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But we'll create an ad copy for you and everything on Facebook, like, that you need. The last thing I want to let you know, so that way you can understand how we operate, we want you to hold us accountable. So this is included with a service where we provide a tracking number. That means the number that your customers will call from your Facebook ad and as well as your Google Business profile will be slightly different from the number I'm speaking to you on now. But the calls will still go directly through to you. There's no announcement of it being a third party. No one knows that there's any different. You'll still be able to see exactly what number the call is coming in from. So it seems like a normal phone call to you. The customer obviously is just clicking on a phone like link, so they don't even always know the number unless they went to your website to see the phone number that they called.
So why?
You know so far?
So why? Yeah, but why would that be the case?
So the reason why people opt into tracking, and this is also forced upon you with Google Guaranteed, the reason why tracking exists is strictly for accountability. So you'll have records of the exact number of calls that come in from us with the exact phone number that the call came from. So that way you can just, if we said, hey, we produced 20 calls for you last month, you'll have real-time evidence of that through our analytics side.
Okay, so it's also how you guys track your analytics. Okay, that's totally fine. As long as it doesn't affect me in any way, that's fine.
And just so you know, if you ever want to turn it off because you didn't like it for whatever reason, we can turn it off, no problem. But I just want to let you know that it's usually the best way for us to give you hard justification of, like, what we've done for you.
No, that's fair. You guys also need to be able to do that. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then what hours of operation do you want to show on your Google Business profile?
Did you get that?
No, you kind of broke off. I think it was a reception thing.
Yeah, it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Monday through?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. No, actually, Friday we work until about 4.
So 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday, and then close Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, exactly. You can also make it, like, request appointment for Sunday, but honestly, actually, no, just keep Sunday off.
Well, the funny thing is, when we put it as closed, they're still going to call you. It just gives you a chance to not be called,
no.
Right?
No, you're right. Nobody cares. They're like, we need service today.
Right. And then that gives you a chance to rebuttal and be like, hey, well, you're going to pay extra if you really need service.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So that's pretty much it for the questionnaire. The last thing I need from you is, what is the home base address? This is what we'll use to get your Google Business profile set up. And now obviously we won't publish it.
It's going to be 1540 Southwest Expressway. And then it's going to be unit 148, San Jose, California. 95126.
Great. 1540 Southwest Expressway, Unit 148, San Jose, 95126. Okay, that's everything that I'll need there. I'll make sure it's not published so that people aren't chasing you at home wondering why their carpets aren't cleaned or something like that. I don't know.
That sounds great. That sounds great.
Please do not publish home base address on GBP or Facebook. Okay, so that's all done there. And then the last thing for you is we're going to do a 3-minute voice verification or quality assurance portion of the call. And okay. We'll be good to go, okay? So the card you'll be using, again, is under the business name of Be Free Carpet Cleaning. Is it LLC or does it just show up as Be Free Carpet Cleaning on the card?
Just Be Free Carpet Cleaning on the card.
Okay. All right. And then total is going to be $249. Remember, we're going to waive the setup fee so that since we don't need to do a website for you, we're just doing a Facebook business profile. To reiterate what you asked before, you have full ownership of the Facebook business profile as well. So even if we exit, we're not doing any changes to that. That's something that we make for you as a bona fide gift that you get to keep. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right.
And then what is the cancellation policy with you guys?
That's what we're going to go through on the final step of the call right now. But it's basically 3 days. Is all we need to make sure you're not charged for the next month.
Okay, sounds good. That's not a problem.
Okay. Oh, and you have to tell someone in person, so that way we can beg and plea. I'm joking. But you do have to tell someone in person. I don't know if we're going to beg and plea, but we'll probably ask some sort of detail of what's going on.
We need to tell you in person? We need to drive to L.A.?
I'm sorry, not in person. Over the phone, my apologies. No deep fake calls, thank you. What type of car? That'd be an interesting cancellation policy. You must meet us in person, even though we're doing everything online today.
Exactly.
What type of car will you be using? Yeah.
It's an Amex.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, excuse me. 3716-6418-3361-009. The expiration is 0629, and the security code is 9666.
That's an awesome security code. Okay, and then, again, it's going to be a total charge of $249. We're not going to charge just this moment. Let me just go through the recap here. We're doing, $149 going to us for our services, and then $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month. And then the last step for you before we do the voice verification part of the call, we allow you to choose a security question. And the reason being is that there are bad actors out there, believe it or not. So sometimes someone may call pretending to be Local Splash or just say that they're your Google partner or something like that. So just to let you know, starting with tomorrow's onboarding call at 7, we're always going to call from 877-635-6225, which is the same number I sent you the text message from. So if you wouldn't mind saving that number, just to know that's from Local Splash. However, if there is any confusion, we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question. Please choose pet.
We can do my mom's maiden name.
Okay. Do that. And the answer?
Rahel.
Rahel, Rahel, correct?
Rahel, yeah, exactly.
Okay. I really thought you were going to go with one of these Game of Thrones names. I was like, come on, we want Ghost. We want Ghost.
I know, right?
All right. So, again, last step here is the voice verification. If you have any questions, let me know. Just to be clear, I have you listed as Hila Amadzai. Is that pronounced Amadzai? And that is you're the office manager. And then the company name is Be Free Carpet Cleaning with nothing after. It's just Be Free Carpet Cleaning. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and begin here. So, all right, Hila, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Be Free Carpet Cleaning.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Hila Amadzai, Office Manager.
Okay, and as office manager, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Hila, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you and Bar are actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 7 to 8. As a result of increased visibility, please also note that you might receive calls from third-party vendors or sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided the security question to verify the calls coming from us in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and or emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and of course, our calls will come from 877-635-6225, starting with tomorrow's onboarding call. So please make sure to save that number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts should you team with any other companies during the term of your agreement?
Yes, we will let you know.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the first day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And just be sure to speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and initiate the first payment for the $249. You should be getting an email as well as a text message that says, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. All that's really showing you is the full terms and conditions of everything we talked about here. There are a lot of things that don't apply to you until you decide to opt into it maybe in the future, such as a custom website, right? You're not getting any website from us or anything, so that doesn't apply to you. Google Guaranteed Ads also don't apply. So you'll see a couple things that don't apply to you. That may have different fees associated with it. Again, none of those apply to you. The zero cancellation fee, everything we talked about is still reflected in there, and, you know, that's what we stand by. And for your sake, right, it just gives you a chance to make sure everything I spoke to is reflected there, such as your Facebook ads being live within 7 to 14 days, unless you want us to postpone it till at least the 15th. Maybe that's a better bet for you. You just let me know what exact date. Or you can do that during onboarding. Maybe you and Barrow figure out what date you want to postpone it for Facebook ads.
Okay, no problem. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good.
And then other than that, just when you're done reviewing that, just go ahead and sign it as Hila Amadzai, and then we'll be good to go. And as long as you get that done by tomorrow's onboarding call at 7, you'll be fine. And if you don't finish it by tomorrow's onboarding call and you have any questions, they'll gladly walk you through that as well. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. And that is the 916-577-6942 is the username, okay.
That was a weird phone number. That means nothing to you, right? But that's the number we had somehow on the file. So that's why it's connected to your login now.
Let's do, please click here if you have any questions. Okay, we need to accept the terms and conditions here. Okay, no problem. That's totally fine.
Cool. All right, Hila, anything else? Again, now and moving forward, you can reach out to me via phone or text. If you have photos that you want us to use to populate your Facebook business profile or anything like that, or logo or artwork, things of that nature, I'll shoot you a secondary email just to include the support team on it. I know that they would already get to do this, but I'll just make sure you have one that includes my email address, so that way you can reach out to me and the support team directly. It's just going to say, please reply to all. So that way, if you have any logo or artwork that you want us to upload, just, you know, feel free to do it there, okay?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just approved the terms and conditions, and it says that they're setting up my account right now. It says I have 4 listings. Where are my listings?
It's probably just an automated thing, but it's probably talking about the different – when they say listings, it's referring to like the different areas where we're gonna do keywords. It's gonna be more than four though, based on what I recall.
Okay, sounds good. And then in general, in your experience, I don't know, maybe it is your experience or not, but about how many leads do you see companies start bringing in daily once they start using you guys?
So, good question. Right. So basically how it works is, when it comes to the quick results effect, right, things that you can have a faster ROI on, Facebook works really well for that just because of the way Facebook retargeting ads work. So that's why we include that as a second iron in the fire. Google optimization is much more of a tried and true, like, time-honored effort, if that makes sense, where over time you're going to be developing this, like, snowball effect to where, just to let you know, a lot of our clients graduate from using us, meaning you won't really need us anymore for Google because your listing is so powerful, and that way you don't really need much more on the optimization side. Don't get me wrong. You might still use us to run ads for you, but you might not need us for the actual listing, if that makes sense, on the math listings.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our biggest accomplishment when we have people graduate from us. So, you know, that might happen in a couple years, especially if you love us the whole way through and you utilize all the tools like the dashboard to make sure you're prompting people for reviews, and that way you can catch up to your Thumbtack review count, things of that nature. Not to mention, if you want to, people are not, you know, this is common, is start reaching out to your Thumbtack people who did leave reviews and maybe give them a small incentive to leave you one on Google, for example.
Yeah, no, I know I have like maybe four or five Google reviews, but I definitely need more. I had like the link from Google when I set everything up for Google Guarantee where you can send it to people to get reviews. So I know that I had gotten some, but I don't know exactly how many. I'll need to check on that. Or if you guys would check on that.
Right. Yeah. And we'll check and see if they are able to keep all that going when we restore it. So I just sent you the email just so that way you can reply to all to make sure our support team gets any artwork you need over to us for your Google Business Profile and Facebook. Okay, cool.
Okay,
all right, well,
awesome.
Hila, again,
well,
really
so
appreciate the
time.
Call. Yeah, it was a fun time. Thank you so much for starting off July well for me and putting a smile on my face and giving me more reason to check the House of Dragons tonight, I'm sure.
Likewise. It was very nice to meet you. I'm very excited about this. I really wish both of us well. I hope everything goes really good with this. And, you know, with God's help, we'll get lots of
things. Yeah, I'm excited for you to go on a trip knowing the machine is working on the back end for you. So that'll be good.
I am too. How fun is that? We get to come back to something. It's super exciting.
There you go.
Right. Awesome.
Okay. Well, Hila,
again,
feel free
so
to reach
much.
Out. Travel safe. If you're traveling overseas, God bless. No turbulence, huh?
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Wonderful.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.